This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Hey, nice there, you go. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 85. You have a great weekend? Did anybody have a great weekend? Did I have a... I don't know.
We did.
You did? I guess it depends on how you look at it. I don't know. Anyway, I'm Joe Fusini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the break. I always enjoy when she's on. She helps set the pace. I don't know, the pace for the rest of the show? No. She just sets the pace. She's always going like at a million miles an hour. And I always appreciate the time that she does spend with us. That's not going to work either, is it? You know, God bless you. Ever, you know, I want to have one of those things. God bless America. There's always Monday. Remember, we used to have, what was Monday? What I always call Monday, Gremlin Day, right? Because we always had something crazy going on Monday. So the technology would go bad, and the stuff could work 5 minutes before the show starts, right? And then what happens is everything just starts going sideways. And it's not like we have 27 people around here fixing everything. Although, I'd be more than happy if you want to volunteer to come up and fix stuff during the show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spent with us. All right. I wasn't joking. I was serious earlier. Some of you saw something I posted. And I said, did you hear about the D.C.? I guess he's, what do they call them? Aldermen, assemblymen, whatever it is. Lawmakers, whatever. He says that the Rothschilds are the reason for all the recent snow issues. In other words, what he says is the Jews are responsible for the snow problems we have. I love it. I mean, what aren't they responsible for? Seriously. Now, the part that bothers me... No, this is better. Because the part that bothers me the most about this is not that he claimed the Jews did it. Is that this guy keeps getting reelected. How does that happen? How is it... Why is it okay to beat up on the Jews and the Christians and nobody else? Anyway, Councilman Member Trayon White Sr., Ward 8, D.C., posted a video on his Facebook page saying, the snow resulted from the Rothschilds controlling the climate. Now, I know there are some of you out there that believe this kind of stuff, but really? The Rothschilds? Hold on.
Man, it's just out of snowing out of nowhere this morning, man. Y'all better pay attention to this climate control, man. This climate manipulation. And D.C. keep talking about we're a resilient city. And that's a model based off the Rothschilds controlling the climate. To create natural disasters they can pay for to own the cities, man. Be careful.
Yeah. This is better than better. I mean, again, here's my problem with this. My biggest issue with these kind of things is that, like I said to you, these people, you know, we sit around and we joke about it, and people in other parts of the country joke about it, and people in D.C. are joking about it. But sincerely, how do they keep getting reelected? This is what I want to know. We got nuts. Who was that? The Congress, remember he used to think that the Guam was going to tip over because we had too many we had too many military men on one side of the base? And it's not a joke. He was dead serious. He no make a fun. You know what I mean? And then you got Sheila Jackson Lee. This Constitution has survived 400 years. Like, really? Does she know something we don't? And she got reelected. She keeps getting reelected. I'm sorry. This is just too much fun. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are hanging out with us today. You know, Kimberly Moran joins me after the break. And I really do appreciate the time. And the investment you guys make with your time, your energy. You know, there's a movement afoot for California to break up into several states. Now, I don't know if I'm for that, because I really just want them out of the union. I live here. I want them gone. And the reason I want them gone is if we let them do what they want to do, if we just allow them to go out there and do what it is that they want to do, then what can happen is they will legislate themselves to death. There'll be nothing left. They'll have nothing to grow because they won't allow water to grow to the center. Like now, they don't allow water or certain amounts of water to go to the center of the state because, you know, farmers waste water. Let that sink in for a second. Farmers waste water in California, so we can't let them have water. So they can't grow anything. So they can't send it to the rest of the country. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So instead of sectioning off the state, I think we should, maybe we should sign a petition, guys. What do you think? We should start a petition for California to go its own way. We can bring that wall along the border. I'm good with this. Follow me. Bring the wall along the border. And then take it from the border and come up the eastern side of California. Come up on the east border of California. Now, yeah, okay, so we lose the Pacific Ocean for a little while. But I guarantee it won't be long. Because they're just going to make themselves miserable. I'm telling you. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Kimberly Moran joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me and putting up with a little the Monday afternoon glitches. But they make life exciting, you know, to keep the heart pumping, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's bring her on because I have so much fun with her. Kimberly Morin joins me as she does every week to kind of kick it off and explain to me all the craziness, because I need somebody to explain it to me. I don't get it. It makes absolutely no sense to me, and I don't. But you had a bit of reality today in your part of the world, didn't you? By the way, hello. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay.
Yes, President Trump was here in New Hampshire to talk about the opioid crisis.
And did the Dems act like they were on opioids?
The Dems are on antidepressants. I don't know what they're on. Valium. They're on, like, psychotropic drugs. I don't know what they're on.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, they lost their minds. They're like, you know, first the New Hampshire Democrat Party says only a couple of the things that he said, his whole speech. I listened to the whole thing. And they only pointed out a couple of things. Oh, and they said inaction. Dudes, he's taking action by coming back to even discuss this problem, you morons. So, of course, Dems, and then, you know, they're all saying, we need more money.
Yeah, right.
You know what? New Hampshire taxpayers are spending multiple millions of dollars on drug addicts in this state. We basically coddle them. We spend all kinds of money, and the drug overdoses have increased, as well as drug addiction. Yay!
No, your numbers have to be wrong. You know that can't be true.
Oh, come on. We just had one of the recovery places that taxpayers funded was going to close down completely because they ran themselves into the ground, basically. And guess what we did? We gave them $800,000 so they could keep going. No accountability, no understanding of why. It's a scam, and the taxpayers are getting screwed.
Kimberly, this is nothing new, though. There's never accountability. Once they get these programs rolling, nobody ever goes back to check them. You know, I've always said the same thing. Whenever they put a program together, whenever they throw some of these crazy laws in the book, there should be like a 5-year sunset. So that either they have to come back, they got to come back and look at it, make sure it was doing what it's supposed to do, or it goes bye-bye.
Okay. Let's talk about sunset for a second. So when they were passing Obamacare's Medicaid expansion, which is nothing but medical welfare for losers who don't work, who can work, mind you, not people who actually need help and need Medicaid, people who can work but don't or don't have to, they put Medicaid expansion in, and they said, and it was Republicans who made it so it passed. They said, we'll sunset it when the federal funds start to disappear. They lied, of course. And it's costing multiple millions of dollars. And it's never going to sunset. Once you put in a welfare program, it's never going to stop. Never, ever, 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 ever going to end. So all the states who were smart enough and who had politicians who cared enough about their state not to put this horrendous program into your state, kudos to you. Go kiss your representative today. I'm not even kidding. There's statistics that show that states that implemented Obamacare's Medicaid expansion and those that didn't, there's statistics showing that states that implemented it, drug overdose deaths went up significantly.
So let's get back to the president being there in New Hampshire today. And I know the Dems just don't like whenever he's winning. You know, 2,000 miles of them, they go out of their minds. I get it. You know, they get all triggered with him. I get all of that. But did any one of them agree with anything he had to say, or did they at least admit that there was an opioid issue and it had to be dealt with, and at least the president showed up to talk about it, or no?
They know there's an opioid issue. And they say that he isn't taking any action despite what he said today, and that the fact that we're already spending multiple millions of dollars for a very small percentage of the population, they don't care about any of the actual things that they probably would agree with that he's saying, like spending more money and all that other stuff. They don't seem to care. They seem to ignore that part and just focus on stuff that they don't like that he said. Or say that he's not doing action. I mean, the opioid crisis became a crisis during Obama's administration. Okay? During his and then they were trying to nail our Republican governor saying, oh, he's going to meet up with Trump and blah, blah, blah. So did the Democrat mayor of Manchester. Shut up. God.
Well, no, it's like no matter what he does or says, he could say, and we've been through this a million times. I know it's the same old banter back and forth, but it's so true. And they think They think I realize it's really the wrong term to use, but they actually believe that they're making progress. You know, Maxine Waters was given a speech, and the only thing she kept, her mantra wasn't, you know, get more jobs, get more food for people, help people out. No. Her mantra was impeach Trump. That's all she kept saying, and the crowds were going nuts. And I'm thinking to myself, really? That's all you got? And people are excited about that? You people are sick.
Wait, I'm going to send you a picture from the idiots in New Hampshire today to your Twitter account. I'm going to say that, too.
I'm afraid. Go ahead. Anyway. You know, it's really interesting when you watch what happens again. Now, he hasn't been in New Hampshire for a long time, though, right?
What?
He has not been to New Hampshire in quite some time.
Not since the election, I don't think.
Yeah.
Did he come after? I can't remember now.
You live there. I don't know. I don't track him.
I don't know. I can't remember. Look, they're already starting with the presidential crap in this state. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
That jerk Flake was here last week. That halfwit Kasich is coming next week. Then we have the, you know, presidential, all the Democrats coming here. It's that are possibly thinking about it. We're running for
Senate. California's looking a lot better now, ain't it?
No, God, no. God, no. Wyoming's looking really good.
Well, there you go. All right, you got me on that one. No, it is. It's getting out of hand the way they're handling this. And it's not even, the thing that bothers me the most is there's no substance behind what they're doing.
No.
Right?
Nothing.
I mean, nothing. It's fight Trump, ignore Trump, push back on Trump. Oh, and by the way, I don't have a plan to make the economy stay. Oh, they're going to raise your taxes. Remember that? Anyway, we're going to go for a break. Joe Mastain, your host. You listen to Rail Side. Kimberly Marin joins me or will be with me after the break. We'll be right back. Yeah, this is crazy. That one camera going off when the thing went live reset. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mastain here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
You're back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her back in because I know she's chomping at the bit to get in on this. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. I always enjoy the time she spends with us because I get you wound up too, right?
Yes. All
yeah,
the time.
I'm sure. If I ever meet your husband in person, he's probably going to punch me right in the face, isn't he?
Yeah, he's used to it. I get myself all wound up all the time.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And the funny thing about it is they all start there in New Hampshire, right? When they get ready to run, they go running to New Hampshire. It's the first place they head off to. And I still haven't figured out why, because you and I actually joked about it one night. What is it, the first poll that closes, like it's a like it's going to be the indicators of what's going to happen in the rest of the country. What are there, like six people that vote there or something?
Six or nine. I don't know.
And that's
Dixville Notch.
And somehow that sets the pace for the rest of the country. Really?
Well, you know, I think what's stupid is that we do let out-of-staters vote in our state. So I don't see how New Hampshire is showing anybody anything. If it was just New Hampshire residents voting here, it might, because we're more independents than Republicans or Democrats.
Right.
So it might actually tell you something. But since we let voters from Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont, and wherever else vote here, that doesn't tell you anything. So we let out-of-staters
vote here.
Wait a minute.
I'm still digesting. How do you let do you let people who say they're moving their vote? I mean, how does that work? How do I fly to New Hampshire and vote?
Okay, yes, we've done that, and college students can vote here as opposed to voting in their home states. Yes, we do that.
Wow. So they actually could, technically, a college student could actually get two votes, couldn't he? Or she?
Only if, that would be illegally voting.
That stops them all, doesn't it? To me, you tell them it's illegal, it just stop right there and then.
Look, if you come here and you're working for a campaign, we had a Democrat senator, we called it Martha's Flop House. She would have campaign workers stand at her house and they would all use her address and vote here instead of at home. I'm not kidding. This is what Democrats put into place, the God forbid one time they had control, which should never happen again. But
well, look, I say the same thing. You want to see what Democrats would do if they had total control of a government? Just look just look at California. I mean, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We have crap maps now for San Francisco.
Oh, my God. That's so horrifying.
So you don't take your very expensive suede shoes and step in a pile of human. I'm not talking about dog crap, right? I mean, people know that, right?
I don't know if they know that, but they probably should. I read a really sad article because I went to San Francisco. I think it was 2001.
Okay.
It was beautiful. I loved it. Walked around everywhere, no problem, all over the city. I absolutely loved it. You know, Haight-Ashbury was a little bit sketchy just because of all the hippies, but it was beautiful. I loved it. I wouldn't even go back there now. I have no desire knowing what this article I read. I don't know if you saw it. It just, this girl's like, I always loved it here, and then she actually moved there.
Yep.
And cars are broken into every day. There's always glass on the streets. There's the human feces map you're talking about. She said it's horrifying.
All right, so here's the deal. I mean, think about something. You've got people that are, because they don't want what we used to refer to as the bums, the homeless, the whatever you want to call them. Maybe they're undocumented residents. I don't know, whatever you call them. They can urinate. They can. Some people are hearing this for the first time. They can urinate and crap in the streets of San Francisco without being arrested or picked up. And
I don't understand that. I don't.
And
your dog isn't supposed to be able to crap in the street.
We got to bring a bag. I wonder if you have to bring a bag and put it in a bag if you're human. I don't know. Maybe. Can urinate and crap in the street of San Francisco without being arrested?
I love that.
So anyway, no. But here's what bothers me about this: what they're also seeing. What was it? What was the disease that they've seen a rise in? And it's because. It's because when the stuff dries and powders and then the wind picks it up, it carries it all over the place. And you breathe it in and it gets in your water.
God. And
it's disgusting.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious. Why would I lie? I don't make money for lying. But I mean, seriously, and people don't think that far. They don't give it the thought necessary to understand this is sick. This is why we have toilets. This is why we have treatment plants. Oh, and I'll tell you something. Oh, this will make you throw up. What we're doing now, too, is now we're recycling sewer water. And it goes into the reservoirs, the same ones that we use for our drinking here.
You ready? What? Oh, my God. What has happened to you?
Oh, it's going down that road right now. And you know, so soon, God only knows it'll be in your drinking water.
Okay, so why haven't the morons there done what they've done in Israel and have these saltwater plants turn the saltwater into drinking water and usable water they have over there, successfully?
They're called desalinization plants, okay?
Thank you.
And we've talked about them a million times here in this state. But, you know, it just takes such a toll on the ecology of the whole thing. And then you have to put the salt back in the water. It's just a terrible thing to do.
Oh, my God.
these are those same people that chain themselves to trees. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I'm a tree hugger, but not like that.
I love this.
That is just... I can't even. I had to throw my can't even button out the window because I punched it so many times.
Oh, God. So, were you a big spring breaker in your day, you know? I mean, because New England was not the place to go to for a spring break.
When I was in college, I actually went on spring break a couple of times.
I don't need details, but go ahead.
No, I'm just joking. So I went to Jamaica one time, and then another time I had to, as a requirement, for a class I was taking on English law and business law, go to England for spring break. So after college, I started going away every year on spring break. I mean, not after college, going away that time of year because of it. But I didn't go every year. I just went those two times.
You know, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, if I got arrested for drinking or doing something really stupid, I was petrified. It was like, don't call my dad. My last name is O'Malley. Find me a good Irish family that's very, you know, that would take me on. So apparently, there's a bunch of spring breakers that were arrested down in Okaloosa County in, where is that, Oklahoma or something like that, whatever. Doesn't really matter at this point. So these kids were taking selfies of themselves being arrested and in the bus and big smiles on their faces like this was like part of the party. Do you know what I'm saying?
My God. Wow.
Well, actually, this was down in Florida. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I was figuring it was Florida.
Yeah, I was going to say, who goes to Oklahoma for it? Right. Okay, anyway. But here's the deal. So, I mean, are you with me on this? Like, weren't you petrified if you got arrested? It wasn't a happy thing.
No. Oh, my God. That's not. Why would you want to be arrested?
Well.
And why would you think it's funny? I don't find it amusing whatsoever. And, of course, I've never been arrested. Not that I haven't come close. For practicing free speech on a college campus.
I wasn't going to go where you thought I was going to go. That's exactly what I was going to say. I can't imagine without how forceful you are about free speech that somebody hasn't thrown handcuffs on you yet. You know what I'm saying?
They tried. Yeah. They tried. But I pick my battles sometimes.
But it's a different mindset. The problem is it's a different mindset. This is the cool thing to do, apparently, and I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm tired of hearing how they just need to blow off steam, and it's okay, and we all did it, and that made it all right. No, it doesn't make it all right.
No, we didn't all do that. No.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do it. I stayed home and partied. I didn't go to college. At least.
I went to Jamaica, and we went on a Tatatoga party. So, I mean, it was fun, mind you. It was fun to see all the, you know, whatever. Have fun. But no arrestable offenses. I mean, why would you want to, before you even graduate college, not only post those pictures, because I hate to tell you, kids, but employers do Google now. They do check out your Facebook posts. They
no,
do.
No. That doesn't, what are you talking about? No, they don't care about that stuff. They know we're young and we blow off steam. You know, just because we might drink at work, it doesn't mean anything. We'll be back in a minute. I'm going to go grab a drink at work. Maybe that'll help me. I'm Joe, the senior host. Listen to The Real Side. Kimberly and I will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Only happy music here on The Real Side with Joe Mantegna. I mean, you cannot be, whether you like the music or not, you cannot be miserable after hearing Earth, Wind, and Fire. You just can't. It's impossible. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know, always a pleasure. Listen, in the next hour, that Sanctuary City mayors who warned illegals of, you know, the ICE and all that. Man, you know what? I'm loving it. The parents of their kids, who were killed by illegals, are descending on that city. Thank God, it's always fun. And then Hillary's, you gotta love. No, I'm gonna hold this one for Kimberly because I think she's gonna have a lot of fun with that too. The an all-women's college is now asking professors not to call the students that attend the college women. Hello?
Are you kidding me?
Serious? Oh no, this, you can't make this stuff up. Are you serious? You can't make any of this stuff up.
I'm gonna bite my tongue right now.
And then we're gonna talk about a beer ad that was pulled for vilifying redheads, and I'm just gonna move on from there. Anyhow, Kimberly Murray joins me as she does every week to talk about the issues of the day. We have a lot of fun. And Kimberly, first of all, thanks for joining me today. I do appreciate
that. I kind
of
want to. I about the soul-stealing ginger.
The who? The what?
The soul-stealing ginger beer. I'm joking.
Are you serious? Is that what it is? Is that what it was? The soul's well. Okay, I can't. She's going to shoot me if I start talking about this. So let's, just so I don't get killed here, live on the show, let's go to Hillary's latest excuse. You know, Hillary's going backwards. She's into the Stepford wife thing again, right? I mean, will she ever go away? I'm not suggesting she should just die. I don't want anybody to take it that way. But will she go away? No, because some people say, oh, sure, you want to see her dead. No, I don't want to see her dead. Just go play with your grandchild or children or how many you have. Just go enjoy whatever's left of your life.
Didn't she just break something because she was drunk in the tub?
I wasn't there with her, so I don't know if she was drunk.
Please.
Yeah, did she break her finger or something? She slipped in the tub?
I think she hurt her foot.
Well, she hurt the extremity.
She hurt one of her kegels?
Oh, God. You send your
emails. Send y'all the emails.
Don't send them to me.
Imagine being the person that had to stay in front of that tub.
It was a risk. Oh, they get paid good money for that, Kimberly. I mean, yeah.
She broke her wrist.
Getting into the tub. I mean, how do you break your wrist in the tub? Seriously.
Because you're drunk.
Well, no, I guess what it is she wouldn't let go of the wine glass or something. I don't know. You know. So, but
I would save my wine glass first. Too,
I mean, think about it. God, I'm on the wrong show. I am in the wrong place. So apparently, you know, Hillary, and I love this. I actually had somebody who tried to challenge me on something I said on the show, and I said to him, I said, wait a minute, aren't you the guy? Didn't you vote for Hillary? You know, the one that protected her husband who raped and sexually assaulted other women. You know, the one who had a sexual assaulter in her campaign and wouldn't fire the guy. And you know what his response to me was? Oh, I didn't vote for her way back when.
What?
So you voted for her now. You voted for her recently when she's had all these years to either fess up, back off, or pay for her mistakes. That was okay. There was no rhyme or reason to all of this. But now she's out there blaming women like you for the reason that Trump's in office because you... Now this I started laughing when I thought about you and your husband, because your husband told you who to vote for, right?
Yeah, but I voted for my dog. So you can't really go by that.
You know,
I'm the complete opposite of the whole big picture. I saw that, and there's a meme going around, and everybody I know that voted for Trump is like, it wasn't my husband who made me vote for Trump; it was Bill Clinton's wife.
I like that one. I like that one very much. Yeah. Actually, I keep calling her Mrs. Clinton. I'm done with all the other stuff. I mean, seriously. The fact that she can't even take responsibility for her own mistakes. She can't take responsibility for the mistakes that she made. Are we serious? This was a woman we wanted as president?
Obama did the same thing. It's a Democrat thing. Blame everybody else. Never take responsibility. Never be accountable. Never, admit mistakes, because it's okay to admit mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes, including the presidents, but Obama never did it. He always blamed everyone else, and that's what Hillary keeps doing. I want her to keep talking. I want, even Dick Durbin, Tricky Dick Durbin, said she was wrong to say that women's husbands voted, you know, that's why they voted for him.
Yeah. No, I'm good with that. I think that's great. I'm of that camp. I want her to keep talking. I want her to keep going out to these events. I want her to keep showing people truly what her and the other Democrats are all about. Right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. No, I agree. And she makes Dems look bad. And I mean, they already look bad themselves, right?
Yep.
But she makes them more, oh, no, she might be a distraction for them. But they're just all crazy. I don't know. I think it's good to have her out there just to keep slamming half the country. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah,
actually.
I think some of them, as you're listening to some of the other Dems talk, maybe some of the younger Dems talk, distancing themselves from her. Did you hear Nancy Pelosi, and she was talking about the loss there in Pennsylvania, or the win there in Pennsylvania, and somebody said, well, no, you think it had anything to do with them distancing themselves from you? And she goes, oh, no. No, I don't think I had anything to do with it. I'm thinking to myself, lady, really? Are you that delusional? Well, you know what it is? It's her expertise in legislating. Remember that whole thing she did?
Yes. Yeah. That's what they did. Other Democrats are doing the same thing, distancing themselves. And I laugh. You know, New Hampshire Dems tried to say this was a whatever on Trump. And I said, but didn't they totally negate all your progressive policies? This guy, Lamb, I think it was.
Yeah.
Didn't he talk against all your progressive policies? And that's one of the reasons he won?
Pro-Second Amendment, believes in hunting, is against abortion. I mean, I go down the whole, really, some of the stuff, I don't know if he just said it. I don't know the guy. I haven't followed his career.
He's a Dem. He probably just said
He is a Dem. Young, good-looking guy, right? And I'm saying to myself, what did the old Republican do? He did exactly what the Republican Party told him to do, harping on some of the old garbage. And it's just amazing. These guys have no energy. They have no passion anymore. It's really sad. And we, not we, me and you, but the generic we, support these people, and we shouldn't be. We need to put up vibrant young people that are willing to fight and not fight for the old guard, but fight for really what needs to be done, right?
But they can't. These people exist. Passionate, great people exist. But guess what? The establishment keeps them out. They keep supporting the lame... trying to watch my language. They keep supporting these lame old guard, like you said, as opposed to these newer people, because you know what? They can't control the newer people who might be actually more liberty-oriented or more actual conservatives. I've seen it firsthand in New Hampshire, firsthand, just at the state level and the national level, but at the state level for sure. And I know it's happening everywhere else as well.
Yep.
They don't want to support the newer people that are passionate, that are activists, that have followers, because they won't have control over them like they do with the people already in place.
Yeah, you know, I wonder if you're going to see a pattern here now, even with some of the old Dem guard. Not that they go negative on Hillary, but they kind of disavow, stay away from her, and not really have her come in to speak for them or anything like that. Do you think that's going to happen? The Clintons are just going to quietly go away? Well, I don't know about quietly, but go away.
Who would you, as a Democrat running for office in a competitive district, would you want Hillary coming to speak for you?
No. No, I would want Hillary in the same state while I was campaigning. How do you like that?
Yeah. She is like a garlic oil to a vampire. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something. She would be not one Democrat I can imagine would have her come speak unless it was a totally blue state like, Massachusetts or California where it didn't matter.
So an interesting number that came up was that 61% of women... And she likes to throw this number around too, but 61% of white women without a college degree voted for Donald Trump, right? So apparently that shows you that ignorant, stupid women, uneducated women will vote for a white supremacist. But the only problem is 45% of white women who did graduate from college also voted for Donald Trump. So almost half of the white woman population who are educated, smart ladies voted for Donald Trump. They voted for a white supremacist. How's that possible?
Okay, so I just want to say that just because you have a college degree doesn't mean you're smart.
Listen, I'm with you, but go ahead.
Okay, so I just want to let you know that because some people I know that are especially on the left that have multiple degrees are the biggest morons on the planet when it comes to, real life. She's just pulling stuff out of her butt at this point, which is a horrifying
All right, I screwed up. Quickly tell people where to find you.
Okay, sure, fine. I'm not fooling for you. New Hampshire Political Buzz, if you can find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
I'm Joe Mastin, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. That was Kimberly Marin. Don't go far. I told you we got some crazy stories after the break. You're listening to Real Side.